Hallo zusammen und willkommen zurück zu einer neuen Folge vom Energy Star Talk. Ich bin Jessi, ich bin normalerweise ein Teil von Swiftie, dem Taylor Swift Podcast, aber ich hatte die wirklich große Ehre, ein Interview zu führen und zwar mit Michael Weatherly und Cody DePablo. Die sind eigentlich bekannt durch ihre Rollen als Tony DeNoso und Siva David aus der Krimiserie Navy CIS und die beiden, die haben jetzt ein eigenes Spin-off und zwar Navy CIS Tony und Siva. Und im Zuge dessen waren die beiden zu Gast bei uns und ich durfte mit den beiden reden, wie es sich angefühlt hat, nach so langer Zeit wieder in diese Rollen zurückzukehren, denn es ist über 10 Jahre her, dass wir die beiden vor der Kamera zusammen gesehen haben. Es war ein super schönes Interview, die beiden haben uns erzählt, was sie miteinander verbindet, wie es war, zurück ans Set zu kommen, was vielleicht auch die Schwierigkeiten am Set waren und natürlich, worauf sich die Fans freuen dürfen. Das alles hört ihr jetzt hier im Energy Star Talk.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hi.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you both here. Thank you so much for coming. We now have NCIS Tony and Siva. How exciting. Oh my God. What was your first reaction when you get the news or got the offer to do it? After all these
happiness.
Years.
After many years of manifesting, we were very happy. But of course, we didn't believe it until we were on set. Shooting in front of the cameras with a brand new cast, and that felt really good. Michael.
Yes, and there is an extraordinary journey, an arc. The story of the show is fascinating and cool, but everybody loves a happy ending, and the fact that it has been so well received and is extremely popular with the audience and the critics. That is a strange and unfamiliar territory. So it's very cool that all, you know, everywhere we go, people are excited about the new world. They like that Ziva girl.
Yeah, they like that Tony DeNozzi.
Nice. I mean, you already told us it's been a really long time. It's been 12 years since we saw Tony and Siva on NCIS together. So was it difficult for you to get back into the role and get back into playing with each other? Or was it like yesterday?
No, it was what it was. It was actually great. It was great. You know, we have this thing, Michael and I. So it's I can rely on him. He can rely on me. So that's good.
Nice. Do you agree?
Oh, I what? Of course. Now, there's something a little magical. And as you spend more time on this planet, Earth, you realize that certain things don't happen as often as you think. When you're young, you sort of feel like it's just all rainbows and unicorns. And that, of course, there's always, like, your heart gets broken and these things are so massive and huge and you swirl around with dreams. And then you get a little older and you go, oh, it's not all unicorns and rainbows. And so when you have a unicorn, you make sure that you protect that
you give it water.
Lots of love.
You give it food.
And so it's a delight.
Nice. Thank you. You said that really beautiful. Tony and Siva probably had the longest build up of a couple ever.
Yes, a lot of foreplay.
Yes, a lot of foreplay.
Teasing and tickling.
Teasing and tickling.
Massaging.
A little bit of dipping in, but then not, and on and off again.
A light slap.
Yeah. It's just a lot of fear.
Yeah.
Now the fans see more of you, finally.
We're not afraid anymore.
Oh, that's so good. Do you feel like NCIS is kind of a love letter to those fans who believed in Tiva all those decades?
I don't think this would be possible without the fans, to tell you the truth. I think there's an intention and an energetic sort of thing that was put out by a lot of people. And somehow it was met with our intention, which was the same. And then somehow that energy you know, made this all happen. So I know that it all takes place in some sort of frulli-frulli, like, wah, wah, kumbaya land. But I really believe in that stuff, and here we are.
It is absolutely a gift, and a love letter of sorts, and manifested by all of those spirits and souls that we get to meet sometimes, which is just extraordinary. Both Cody and I are overwhelmed and maybe a little surprised at the depth of connection that some people have to the story and how they plug in and find great comfort in it. And mm-hmm. So there's a really beautiful thing that happens, I think.
So if you could send a message to all those fans of all the years, that, like directly talking to them, what would it be?
It's always the same. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you, it's not possible. And we appreciate you, we see you, and this is for you. So enjoy.
See, and I have something totally different, which is go to the kitchen and make sure all the stove burners are turned off because we just don't want anything to happen. But that's my dad. That's my inner... I'm like, make sure that the door is locked at night.
Because they're going to be so distracted that then they're going
to... Yeah, just, yeah, you know, okay. I make sure to do all of the little things.
Their focus is going to be absorbed.
You know, yeah, you don't want the bathroom to flood. Make sure you turn your faucets off. A little more practical. My thing is a little
bit
more.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Completely valid.
Do you have a favorite Tony and Ziva scene from the original NCIS that, like, stuck with you all those years and maybe laid the ground for NCIS, Tony and Ziva? Do you think, like, yes, that was the focal point?
I think there were so many great moments, so many beautiful moments. Does one come to mind?
Well, I do love... at the end of season 6, and I can't remember the name of the episode right now. Mm-hmm. I'll have to post it on my Instagram or something. But you come off the elevator into the squad room, and I am with my Mickey Mouse stapler at the desk. And you swing in and sit down at your desk, and I am asking you questions. And you are responding to me. I believe Jesse Stern wrote this episode. And then you come over to my desk. And you say, in my country, we don't do da, 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 da. And I go, you're not in your country anymore.
No, and it gets really heated.
And it gets very, very, very. And then, because you have a boyfriend that is, I think, a bad guy.
Right.
And you are sleeping with that human being.
So it's again about the subtext.
Well, yes. And I follow you to the elevator. And the scene ends with you getting on the elevator. And there's something, I don't know, there's something very strong and powerful. And you get a strong scent of what those two characters are, how they feel about each other and what they're protecting. And I see a lot of pain in that one.
Well, a lot of pain in that. And then that leads me to another sort of painful moment when you were undercover with...
Jean Benoit.
Jean Benoit. And this was by the staircase at the squad room. And we're having this moment. And then I look at you and I say, that's because you're a good person. And I look at you, and there's this moment there where you could see the pain in her eyes as she's saying, that's because you're a good person. She's acknowledging the good in you and recognizing the pain inside of her by letting you go into something that she knows could potentially totally destroy her, but also you and her.
So as you can tell, we just memorize the lines and stand on the tape. We don't really care.
There is no thought that goes into this whatsoever.
We don't really care about making this show. We have no real idea of what's even happening. Like, I don't even remember shooting this show, but you know, I'll cash the check. Yeah, we are very plugged in. It's it's like asking Paul McCartney about his music. You know, we can go on and on and on. I will talk about Hey Jude all day long.
Nice, but you said that so perfectly that you had this chemistry all those years. So now in NCIS Tony and Ziva, we see more of your chemistry. I hope so.
Yeah, but it's funny because for example, and you're right, there is chemistry. But the through line, I think, of all of it is that there's this sort of like, obviously these people have real feelings for each other that are constantly conflicting, you know what I mean? It's almost like they're dealing with each other in different time zones. But the through line is always the same. There is this love that is one time, you know, at one moment acknowledged by one and then not the other. And then there's a timing thing and there's a love thing going on. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a remarkable thing. The more we think about it, the more we can, you know, explore it. But I think that's, yeah.
You just gave me an idea for season two, but I'm not going to tell you right now. I'll tell you later.
In the car.
Season two, anybody? Let's do it.
Let's do this.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah. So now let's stay in season one for just a moment more, because we have a few more episodes to come
here.
Out.
All right, tell us.
Is there any scene in season one of NCIS Tony and Siva that fans can look forward to without spoiling? Like any scene that's about to come up?
I will say this. There's a couple of very, very vulnerable moments that you don't often get to see from Mr. Tony DiNozzo. And they are beautiful and they are quite revealing as to who he is as a man. And I love that part of season one, you know, the exploration of him and the vulnerability of him. And it's an insight into something that Michael and I have talked about, which is the interesting thing about the characters, the defense mechanisms, and how we are able to sort of take the mask off when we're in the company of people we love and feel secure with. So, can I go further? Because you're getting slightly uncomfortable. You're like,
No, I was just going to say, it might take a child psychologist to
work around
some of the mask.
Yes, of course.
If you were going to send Tony to a psychologist,
wouldn't it be a great idea?
Anyway, continue. You were saying,
oh, continue just throwing flowers at me. It's pretty remarkable.
And what you're going to probably sense before you see it is some astonishing leaping and cavorting by a very physical Cody DiPablo and her little, what do they call, mini-me, Isla Guy, who is Tali. And she has some extraordinary things that you can look forward to in this season. One particular episode, 6, is really amazing. And there is a kind of beautiful swell that takes place in the last half of the season. So get your surfboard out, because there's a little surfing. No Dracula surfing, but some surfing to come.
Then we need to wrap up the interview to do a little social media game.
I have enough energy
for
that.
Thank you so much for answering those questions.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.